Welcome to the Comics Experiment, the show right here at Comic Storian that we air every Thursday at the Comic Storian Podcast Network, which is twitch.tv/ComicStorian. Then it's uploaded to various SoundClouds, iTunes, Spotify's, and then we put it up on the YouTube channel the following Saturday. Today we're going to be discussing, do we actually need the X-Men?
No.
And all right, yes. Thanks for watching today's episode. What was our sponsor, Dan?
Our sponsors were AT&T 5G and Samsung, where you can learn how to get the Samsung Galaxy Note 20 5G for free, or the Galaxy Note 20 5G Ultra for only $300. Check the link down below. And it's also sponsored by HelloFresh, America's most popular meal prep service. It's actually really good.
Yeah, I actually used HelloFresh for a while.
We'll tell you more about those in the middle of today's episode.
I agree with the way he did that. Here's our sponsor. This one's actually good.
Yeah. It's like me when I review the comics. I'm like, you know what? I didn't hate it, but I love this one.
Yeah, like, we're sponsored by them. And they don't suck. Yeah.
Dan really knows how to bring in more sponsors.
I mean, I'm just saying, you guys should check out HelloFresh. It's actually pretty good.
Nice save. Really, we're still going to make fun of you. Anyway.
I mean, that's fair. When don't you?
That is the dynamic here.
Really weird.
I make fun of everybody.
I do want to put a little caveat just for everyone who's going to be looking tomorrow. We're going to put out a video tomorrow explaining where Capes and Palaces moved to. It will be moving to the gaming channel. I did a bunch of polls over there, and the audience there was pretty much like, yeah, keep doing what you're doing and give us D&D. I'm like, all right, we'll just keep doing what we're doing and give you D&D.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know why that sounded so weird.
Yeah.
You guys are going to love.
So it will be, it's officially moving starting this week. Today's adventure that will be recorded after this will be over there. An announcement video will be live over on the main channel explaining where it's been moved to.
Sorry, I had like a hair in my mustache.
Are you okay there?
Yeah, I think so.
You have a hair in your mustache?
I did. I had like a hair
Well, I had a hair mustache. I could see how that would be.
It was my hair and your mustache?
I don't know. It was a longer hair and it got in my mouth. And I'm like, this shouldn't be here. This is a foreign hair in my mustache. I know every single hair on my lip. I don't know.
On that note, let's talk about the X-Men. So I thought about this reading through the X-Men. Okay. So I've not been quiet about the fact... What?
I just like you were reading the X-Men and I'm like, do we even need this crap?
No. So right.
That was his thought. That's actually. What I
mean. Since like February with COVID, when Marvel kind of cut a lot of their comics out, it's been very DC heavy around the office, around us reading it. Like we haven't read that much overall Marvel because Marvel was gone for so long. Once they came back, I started reading them more, and now we're trying to go really heavy into Marvel again now that there's the Marvel Avengers game, Black Widow's coming out one day. And then
we don't
it'll
know.
Happen.
Actually, did it come out?
No, not yet.
No, New Mutants came out.
They delayed it again.
Yeah.
New Mutants came out,
they
though,
delayed
right?
it again.
Except they put it just in theaters for some reason?
Yeah. That's a whole nother debate. Somebody hit me up on Twitter. I think I mentioned it to you guys. They're like, why aren't you discussing the problem that it's only in theaters? And I responded with, that's the problem? What's the problem with it being in theaters?
Like, the problem is we didn't go see it because it's only in theaters. That's the problem. You're welcome.
So anyway, but I was thinking about this now that I've been getting more and more back into Marvel because I've been catching up on a lot of the stories that came back out. I think they started rolling out comics again in July.
About that.
But it was all Empire-related stuff. Yeah. So I was mostly ignoring Empire stuff. Like, right. I read the first two issues and I'm like, this is probably going to be a good story when it's done. So I just like dropped off and was like, I'll come back later.
He did the method of, Dan's probably reading this.
Yeah, basically. So I didn't read much of it. But now that but one thing I've notoriously been against has been the X-Men ever since I'd say probably AVX.
Event.
I don't think you and I have had much discussions about the X-Men. I love 90s X-Men. I love 2000s X-Men. The problem that I've had with the X-Men is since they didn't have the movie rights, their stories, other than the all-new X-Men, were mostly regulated to, okay, so now we're going to try to make a stand for the X-Men, but everyone hates the X-Men, so now we need to make a splintered faction of the X-Men. Oh God, woe is us. Everyone hates us, but they love the Inhumans. X-Men disappear. New story. I mean, that's... Yeah. It's been a constant loop of the same story bit for the most part up until about X-Men Red, and we had a few stories here and there, but for the most part, there was a ton of X-Men books, but none really exploring new territory with the X-Men.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So as a reader who mostly dropped off at the X-Men post-AVX, I haven't really been much in that world. But reading through the X-Men now, it really made me think of Marvel as a whole. If you are reading DC, where we know the Trinity. You got Batman, you got Wonder Woman, you got Superman. And even if you're not reading Wonder Woman, you feel Wonder Woman's presence in the DC universe.
Nice.
Even if you're not reading Brian Michael Bendis as Superman, you feel his presence in the universe, right?
Nice. Whatever.
But what I'm saying is, like, you feel the presence of these heroes even if they're not involved.
Right.
I'd say the only one that has ever felt really removed from the DC universe has been Green Lantern for the longest time. But even
nobody likes that guy.
but even him, we get like, well, there's Jon Stewart. So yeah.
We get a Green Lantern
out of like the 20.
Eventually. We've got like Earth's got what, like six honorary Green Lanterns,
six real ones, and then you got the Teen Lantern.
No, I mean they have like the one actual Lantern of Earth, and then everyone else is like an honorary or like something honor guard of Earth or something like that.
That's
the reason there's so many human ones.
They're the Galactic Reserve.
There you go. I think it's actually the reserves.
The problem with DC, as an avid DC reader, regardless of what you're reading, you feel it. You feel things going on. Like I'm reading Red Hood, they still make references to Batman. And if you're reading Batman, they make references to Superman. And it's a whole kind of like just shout out to each other. Yo, I could save the day, but my boy Superman over there, he's going to come in. He's gonna
first
kick
of
your
all,
butt.
If that's Batman talked like that, I would not read Batman.
I don't know.
Yo, it's your boy Bruce Wayne. What's up?
I would read a short story about that.
I would not either. I would buy it every issue I could find to burn it.
It's Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
I'm bro man.
But I feel like part of the problem in the Marvel Universe it felt empty. In the recent years, they removed a lot of the known superheroes. Mm-hmm. They keep disassembling the Avengers every third issue.
All right, guys, we're disassembling. Shit, we got to reassemble. Damn it.
Everybody into the corpse of the Eternal.
Or Celestial.
Sorry. Into the corpse of the Celestial.
But so the Avengers are constantly in flux because they were trying to tie it into the movies. And no one would ever mention the X-Men. And if you read the X-Men, they would always... It became a common rumor and theory that they were just going to get removed from Secret Wars. Remember? They were going to get their own universe that we can just do whatever we want with. We don't have to worry about Fox.
Which is what Hickman
Well, that's
did.
What it would be. The Fox universe.
Exactly.
The Foxverse.
I mean, there was this... But if you really think about it, because we always like to make the jokes of the Trinity... And don't worry, I'm going to stop real soon so you can jump in here, Andy, because you're going to go first.
Take your time.
But we always reference the Trinity in DC. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. Right? Yes. And then even when we make it's the Dark Trinity, Red Hood, Bizarro, and Artemis. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's this Trinity or that Trinity. And whenever you reference Marvel, that people try to make up the Trinity. And a lot of times it gets brought up as being Thor, Cap, and Iron Man, which is really funny because none of them were popular heroes until the movies came out.
Well, yeah. But now they're awesome.
But I started to think about this reading through so many X-Men books recently to catch up so that we can make our recap video. The Trinity in Marvel is less... three heroes and more three factions of Marvel. Spider-Man, which has never gone away, even though they never had any of the rights to that for the longest time.
Spider-Man's not a faction. He's the man.
Well, Spider-Family,
I should say. Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse, basically. Yeah. Because the fact of the matter is, like, if they're like, we got two main Spider-Man books, and then we got one about Miles, and they got a Spider-Gwen book, and then we're going to do a Silk book. We got Spider-Woman. She always gets lumped in there, even though she has no spider powers.
We got Spider-Man.
We're going to have a Spider-Universe kind of thing. And Spider-Man always seems to be kind of removed from many events. He didn't even tie into Empire, did he? I don't think he had a tie-in. An official tie-in.
Not an official tie-in. No. I think he shows up in one of the books. You see him swinging around
He is in one of the... I didn't actually read it, but I saw it when I was looking up stuff for Absolute Comics. He gets recruited into the Fantastic Four with Wolverine.
That's right, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
one of the four with Valeria and Franklin.
But the Spider-Man comics themselves stayed removed from it, right?
Yes.
Like no one in the Spider-Man direct universe got affected.
No. He was a part of it, but it was not a part of him.
Right. Avengers has a very strong tendency to do that. Avengers kind of encompasses Cap, Iron Man, Black Widow, because a lot of them only get one book
at
a time.
Well, it used to. Now it's Moon Knight, Blade, Dracula.
I haven't got that far yet.
Oh.
Give it Ghost Rider.
Yeah, that one's cool.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, there's the Avengers, which kind of encompasses non-spider people and non-mutants.
Right.
And then it was the X-Men.
Well, no, for a little while. I mean, the Avengers have had mutants on their team, too.
Right, but you never, like, people don't really look at Wolverine and go, oh, that's an X-Men on the Avengers.
No.
We all know that. Comic fans know that. I'm talking the general broad view of the Marvel Universe. Mm. And then we have the X-Men faction, which up until recently has, until it's all Hickman, has basically been removed. And even with Hickman, it's kind of removed. But at least they're now, you know, commenting that
he literally removed them.
Yeah. but
he
at
was
least,
like, yeah, they got their own island, all right?
But at least
okay, it's two islands. They bang.
Plus, they got a moon.
That's true.
But at least this time, the other books are referencing the X-Men exist. Mm. Wolverine's popping up.
They kind of have to. They've made their own nation.
The best
part America's like, nope, not a thing. Don't care. Not a thing. Not going to help them.
Nope. The best part, though, about that is the fact that every time they do come up, they go, man, the X-Men, they're probably doing something on Krakoa. Cool. Let's move on.
Right, but they reference it. Just like Spider-Man goes, we should call the Avengers. Oh, they're probably like doing something off-world.
They're doing something
in the Spider-Verse
West
stuff.
Coast.
They're always off-world.
That's true, they are.
So what I'm getting at is I think what this Hickman run has proved and what the attempt at making the Inhumans a thing proved is the core of Marvel is the X-Men, Spider-Verse, and Avengers books. That's your trinity. It's not the people, it's the trinity. Mm-hmm. And how do you guys feel about the X-Men having been removed and now being shoved back in with 50 books all to themselves again? Because remember, I think at one point there's only three, wasn't there? Red, blue, Pokemon, yellow. I don't know. It's all the different colors.
There's one where that joke.
Because I have
time.
To.
There was one time Wolverine had Pikachu. I remember that one. That was a good one.
Yeah, she had the sand shrew because they had the claws too.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
So what do you guys think? Do you think that X-Men is a pinnacle of Marvel? Could Marvel, when they didn't have the rights, actually got rid of every X-Man? And why do you think Inhumans didn't work as a replacement for that?
I'll let you go first.
Thanks.
He said you can go first, so I wanted to heavily imply, go, Andy.
Thanks for that.
Do I think, okay, so what was the main question? Do I think they could just get rid of X-Men?
Are the X-Men so pivotable?
Pivotal?
That without them, Marvel probably would eventually fall apart, or it'd have to be a completely different Marvel.
I mean, are you talking in terms of sales or plot wise?
Combo of both.
Because in terms of plot, no, I don't think they're that pivotal.
No.
Well, because if you think about it, the idea of the X-Men is it's a group of people that the world hates.
Yeah.
Right? Whole mutants, which doesn't make any sense. Like one guy can burst into flames because of cosmic radiation, and the other guy can burst into flames because of he was born with it. And they're cool with this guy, but not with this guy.
Yeah,
if you really look into the weeds of the mutants, it doesn't work.
Well, it's just like if you look into the weeds of Punisher, like he should be in jail.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where it's like, I understand the allegory there. I get the point of the mutants, but if you really get into it, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But I would say that you could 100% remove them altogether, and it wouldn't alter the overall landscape of Marvel just because they don't mention it enough. Mm-hmm. The Avengers are never like, oh, guys, we got to go down there and break up this anti-mutant rally.
It's like a side thing.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't bring it up. The only time you ever hear about anti-mutant anything is if it's a story that actually involves the X-Men.
Right.
Right.
Nobody ever talks about it otherwise. Spider-Man's not like, yeah, I was swinging around. He doesn't fly. I was swinging around.
There was that time when he had ultimate power.
That is true. He's like, I was swinging around and I saw a couple of mutants on the street being assholes, so I had to stop them. You know, it's like nobody ever talks about that.
Right.
Nobody ever brings up mutants unless it's in the X-Men.
Right.
So yeah, you could 100% remove them. They did more with the Inhumans back when Fox had the rights to the X-Men, which a lot of people were like, oh, well, Marvel tried to get rid of the X-Men because to hurt Fox. They didn't want to help Fox. Realistically, they didn't do a lot with the X-Men during that time because they couldn't make money off the movies.
Right. There was no reason to do anything.
Exactly. It wasn't they were like, screw Fox, we're going to screw over the X-Men now. It was just like, we make more money out of these people, so we're just going to focus on them. We're not really going
to
focus on them.
I mean, it goes
here.
Back to the original, until they came to terms with it, why we never saw much Static Shock in DC, because they didn't have the full rights to that. So
exactly.
They'd always have to pay
yeah.
other people to use
right. So that's basically what it comes down to. If you can make more money off of this group of characters, you're going to focus more on this group of characters. That's just
right.
good business.
Especially if on paper, the Inhumans and the X-Men are pretty much the same thing.
Almost exactly the same, except
with one with a royal family and the other one not.
But I mean, basically speaking, that's what I'm talking about. So they never really, the greater Marvel universe, other than every now and then they'll talk about it, you know, like when they had the Uncanny Avengers, which was like a combination team of mutants and
and
actual Avengers. That
and
was a whole,
humans.
And Inhumans. That was an actual thing they were trying to do, where they were trying to essentially bring the mutants into the greater Marvel universe, even though they obviously are part of the greater Marvel universe, but just nobody talks about them.
Right. From a marketing point of view, though, like people see Wolverine, people see Cyclops. Like and that's just like the DC's trinity of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. You see them everywhere.
Yeah.
In Marvel, we see Cap. We see Thor. We
especially
see Wolverine.
Now with the MCU. Yeah. That's just how it
we
is.
We see Wolverine. We see Spider-Man. You see Cyclops. Like, they get cycled in and out.
Yeah.
Even in that Fortnite promo right now, which Andy would prefer never gets mentioned ever, has Wolverine and Storm. And,
my only problem with that promo is it doesn't make any sense. That is canon in the comic books. I care less about a crossover.
But yeah, they've got Storm and Wolverine in there. Like, yeah. They're using them. And maybe that's because they have the rights now, but they were immediately thrown in. They weren't, it wasn't like, maybe we'll give you an X-Man. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, if you and Mystique.
Well, if you think about it, like, go back to AVX. That was basically like the Avengers are like, oh crap, there is a group of other people over here. Hey, we're going to fight. Hey.
Also, once again, they're on their own island. But they've always got islands.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, that was basically like, there was a time when everybody was like, oh yeah, mutants are a thing we should probably mention in our big global superhero comic book. Whereas normally it's like, the mutants are over here. Nobody look at them.
Right.
Right. So whenever I look at the mutants as a part of everything, I think, first off, you can't get rid of them because the one thing that mutants have the benefit of over all the other characters is mutants are characters based on their powers, whereas other characters are based on kind of their lore or their themselves
their
as a
origin
person.
Story, how they got
stuff,
their powers.
Exactly, yeah. Stuff like that. Like Tony Stark, Iron Man, you know him as the billionaire that's also the tech genius that does all of this. Cap, he's the hopeful, always looking ahead of things. But you think Cyclops, your first thought is eye lasers.
Yep.
Like you, and like a lot of the time,
Wolverine
mutants
is schnick.
Exactly. Mutants are really good for being a fan favorite. Mm. Like, mutants are really cool because you get to go, like, for me personally, like X-23. I love the design, the powers. That is awesome to me. Other people can go through and they're like, Cyclops, I love the design, the powers, that one's cool for me.
And then he talks and you don't like him anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. But like, I feel like that's a big reason to keep them around. Because you really just, as we've seen in many books, you just go, okay, this one's a fan favorite, toss them in that random comic with other mutants, maybe they'll get publicity, people might like them. But I think mutants also provide this other business method where there are people that strongly dislike the mutants. And it's almost like a weird way of making the rest of Marvel seem a little bit better because you can compare it to your dislike of the mutants. As weird as that is, you don't look like a lot of the time.
I like the Fantastic Four because they're not a bunch of freaks.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it. Like, I'm not a big fan of the Fantastic Four, but sometimes when I read like a story that has them in it, my head goes, that's right, I don't like them. And my opinion of this one feels a little bit better, relatively speaking, to my dislike of that like group.
Yes.
And I find like that's actually a very beneficial thing to the universe because they are essentially their own little universe. It's almost like the Ultimate Universe, like that we've been talking about that you're going to do the thing of, where they've got their own cool stuff. They're doing their thing. They're important when we need them, but we can put them out on their own stuff when they need to do
right,
it.
Right, right.
And I think they are key for that reason. They are fan favorites, and they allow people to hate a group and like the other people better. I mean, I hate to say it, but a lot of the time you do like something more when you can relatively speak to something else. Like, I'll use video games with patches and stuff. Some game can seem like it has gotten a lot better if it started in a terrible spot.
Yeah. Avengers is going to seem great when they fix all the bugs.
Yeah. I mean, the best example
this
is of
the greatest
that
game
is,
ever.
Like, No Man's Sky. When it first came out, everyone hated it. They did the update, they fixed it, and everyone's like, this is the best game ever. Probably not the best game ever, but because of what it used to be, it feels even better.
Mm-hmm.
So. And you know, in No Man's Sky, when you travel between dimensions, what do you do, Dan?
You open a portal.
Thanks to Samsung and AT&T for sponsoring today's podcast. Have you been looking for a new phone? Well, Samsung's newest phone, the Galaxy Note 20 Ultra 5G, powered by AT&T 5G, is available now. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and coverage, not in all areas. Here are some of the great new features that you can try out on this device. The Galaxy Note 20 Ultra 5G has a 120Hz adaptive display that will automatically adjust the refresh rate to the content that you are viewing for the best viewing experience, and has an intelligent battery that optimizes your gameplay. Between 5G support, Wi-Fi optimization, and the advanced processor, you get a smooth gaming experience with virtually no lag. Which, if you're like me and play a ton of games in your phone, this is perfect. Head over to AT&T.com/GalaxyNote20Ultra 5G to learn how you can get the Samsung Galaxy Note 20 5G for free or the Galaxy Note 20 5G Ultra for $299.99 for a limited time.
Nice. Hey, you fly a spaceship.
Yeah. Through a portal.
I mean, it's faster than light speed, but whatever. It's there's no actual portals.
So, yeah.
Fine. And we come out of light speed.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, nice. Okay.
So, you say, Dan lost me with it. He went on his own Dan tangent about him. Why we hate them. That wasn't even the question.
Now.
Yet it works.
The reason you can't get rid of the X-Men.
Yeah.
Is because with X-Men, you can tell a different kind of story than you can tell with the Avengers. Because generally mm-hmm. speaking, everybody loves the Avengers. It's Captain America, it's Iron Man, it's Thor. Everybody
until
he
becomes Hydra Cap.
Then everybody hates him. You know, and there's obviously tons of property damage and whatnot, and then people get a little upset with the Avengers for a little while. But then eventually they'll all love
and
the Avengers.
And it's Tony Stark's technology that got stolen.
Exactly. And there's always something, but then
and
everybody
Black Widow accidentally trained Taskmaster.
The point of the X-Men is to tell a story where about people who are trying to help the world while everyone hates them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the point of the X-Men. It's about...
and how that can affect someone that's trying to do
exactly.
good things
it's
when
about,
everyone hates
I mean,
you.
The point of the X-Men from the very beginning is to tell a story about racial bias, yep. bigotry, doing the right thing regardless of what the world thinks of you, you know, the two different arguments of should we try to coexist versus should we try to take over, you know, with Magneto and not. That's the point of the X-Men. Kind of stories that you would not be able to tell using the Avengers.
Yeah.
At one point,
everyone hates Cap for a minute. Oh, no.
I was going to say, and if everybody hates Cap, Cap's still going to do the right thing, but everybody's going to go back to loving Cap eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's just how it works. Same thing with, like, Tony Stark and things like that. Everybody could be like, oh, Tony Stark, his technology is ruining the world and he's blowing stuff up. And, okay, we love him again because he gave us a new iPhone or whatever.
It's actually a T-phone.
I'm sorry, T-phone.
Everyone hates Spider-Man and now he's the bodyguard of the webware guy.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Spider-Man's kind of the same sort of idea is that the city as a whole hates him.
Mm-hmm.
But he still does the right thing, and then the city as a whole loves him.
They hate him, except the people that he saves, and then all of a sudden they disappear when everyone else
well,
hates
yeah,
him.
Exactly. But you know what I'm saying? And then eventually everybody will go back to hating Spider-Man, and then everybody will love him again, and then they'll go back to hating him. Blah, blah, blah. It's just a vicious cycle.
Loops. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Circular storytelling.
But nobody ever loves the mutants.
Ever.
Ever.
So okay.
Even the time as a president is like, no, guys, the X-Men are cool. They have saved us from these other mutant right. terrorists. And then there's a whole group going, nope, they're all evil. I don't care.
The one with the claws is scary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're all...
But then they see him on the Avengers and they're like, I like him now.
And the one... like, that's true. And then they're like, and the one that can shoot eye beams is exactly the same level of evil as the one who just has a slight ting to their skin because that's their mutation.
And they're both more evil than Hitler.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's a question then. If you think that like they work for that story, why did the Inhumans not work? Like inherently, they just did not work.
I think
because you already had the X-Men.
Yeah, honestly. I think the problem with Inhumans was essentially them going, let's just try and revamp this group. Like it's essentially like going, what's the guy's name? U.S. Agent?
Mm.
Like there's a reason he didn't like get too much publicity or many comics because you're like, it's Cap. I'm not seeing anything different
but
from just
black and red instead of blue and red.
Exactly, but like there's like you go through it and you're like this is just a normal story. If you were,
it's like a lesser version of Cap.
Yeah,
which is honestly what in my opinion, are the humans are. Now I think the royal family is very interesting.
Yeah,
but the idea of the Terrigen Mist that mutate normal people is almost the exact same thing as normal mutants.
Have they, okay, so quick rundown on the Inhumans.
Yes.
Has that always been a thing, or is that something they kind of newishly did around the 2010 era with Inhumanity and
sure
those things?
It's been a thing.
Mists? I don't know. I know the original Inhumans
I thought they
were
just
in Fantastic
them
Four.
Like they didn't let them out.
If I remember correctly, the Terrigen was... like it was called Terrigenesis or something, and that's what caused people to change. But it was in one of the stories where it became a mist that like they did something to it and it just became this cloud in Earth that went through.
I remember them being like, oh, you're an inhuman? Come to our chamber where we're going to spread you with our green goo.
Because the Terrigen Mist eventually turned into the Inhumans versus X-Men event because the Terrigen Mist was killing mutants.
Yeah,
because
Inhumanities when Thanos kicked it or Black Bolt blew it up or something.
Something
it was
like
everywhere.
That.
The Inhumans versus the X-Men was just like, the Earth hates us more. No, they hate us more. Then, well, I got claws. Yeah, well, I can't talk. Oh, no.
Didn't Black Bolt, like, blow off Wolverine's skin at one point? Like,
I think so.
Like, or is that Hulk? I think that might have been Hulk.
I don't know, but whenever I think Black Bolt, my thought always goes to World War Hulk of, I didn't come to hear you whisper, I came to hear you scream.
Yeah.
Best scene
ever. Just stepping against him.
Yeah. But in my opinion, that would be why the Inhumans never really took off as well as they did, because we already had the mutants. Mm-hmm. I feel if the mutants weren't around and they just did Inhumans.
What if they killed off all the mutants? They were like, death of the mutants. And they actually killed them.
Okay.
And they kept Wolverine because they'll always keep him.
Sure. Well, yeah. Somehow.
Even when they kill him, they bring him back old.
He's a mutant until they don't want mutants. Then he's no longer a mutant.
Oh, did we say Wolverine was a mutant this whole time? What we meant was
Canadian.
Yeah, which is like the same thing.
But what if they had killed every mutant off around 2001? Let's say they even had time with it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They murdered every mutant off around the time that Fox was doing the movies. They were planning to do their own thing. Fox wouldn't budge. They said, screw it. Take them out of the comics.
No more mutants.
No more mutants. House of M.
Which just is all mutants.
I loved House of M.
I did actually.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite mutant stories. But let's say they got rid of them all and we just went Inhuman only. From that point on, do you think that could have worked not having the X-Men?
No, because the X-Men were still a thing.
We know that they're around.
Exactly. Everybody would just be like, why are we reading these stupid Inhuman comics? Just bring back the X-Men.
Yeah, there have been many comics that have been coming out lately where you guys will read them and you're like, why didn't you just bring back this character?
Yeah, like why? Yeah, the fact that mutants were a thing for the longest time.
Yeah.
Is why the Inhumans
were. Well, the Inhumans were
like,
around for a while too, weren't they?
Well, yeah, they first
showed up. They're Jack Kirby, right?
Yeah. And they first showed up in like Fantastic Four and stuff like that. But the fact that the X-Men were so popular is why the Inhumans will never be as popular.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In my opinion.
Because the Inhumans don't have that fan favorite.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
To it, like
there was
X-Men
no 90s now. Inhumans cartoon.
I feel like what Inhumans needed.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like what Inhumans needed was for a proper Inhumans Royal Family movie.
Mm.
And then a proper Inhuman
show.
And then a proper Inhuman Royal Family comic book related to that, like The Guardians.
Right. Mm.
And just leave it at that. Don't try to expand.
Yeah.
It's just
the show.
And then as they grow in popularity, you can expand on them and
it's
get more Inhumans.
Disney
that would
Plus.
Have been a good way to do it if when they introduced the Inhumans, it was just the Royal Family. And their goal was to try and turn, like they were the ones experimenting on humans and that turned them Inhuman. Because that would become a new thing. Like I feel like that would actually be something different as opposed to the Terrigen Mist is essentially the Inhumans version of puberty. Like,
yeah.
Because when you think about it, the Terrigen Mist.
Oh, no,
Mist,
a cloud of puberty is coming across the city.
Why is it green?
Oh, it's in my eyes. Oh, God.
The puberty. Andy, duck out of the puberty. Duck down the puberty.
Don't breathe in the puberty, whatever you do.
If I remember correctly, it's not just the Terrigen Mist. Like, they have to have a certain gene in them. They need
the Inhuman gene.
The Inhuman gene. Yeah. The Inhumans are created by the Kree thousands of years ago.
Yeah,
and it's
kind
the evolution
sprinkled
of
into mankind.
Exactly, and that's why it's like this is just mutants. It's just a different way.
Because honestly, I like the idea of the Inhumans more than I like the idea of the X-Men. But you're right; we've had the X-Men forever. That '90s TV show cemented the X-Men as a thing forever, no matter what.
And it's the same damn team since then.
No, they haven't had that team since then.
Well, no, it's the same like basic characters.
Oh,
they
just
kind of keep cycling through them.
Right.
And then they're like, what about Havoc? And they're like, Havoc? Who the hell is Havoc?
He had three episodes. We don't care.
He's Scott Summers' brother. Nobody gives a shit.
Wait, is there... Okay, side tangent on the Scott Summers thing. Is there another brother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm reading the Brood.
There's a third.
I'm reading through the Brood War portion, 8 and 9.
Vulcan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
Vulcan. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, and Cyclops and have her like, go call other brother. And I'm like, your other brother?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They go back to the origin story and they're all on the plane about to crash and they're like, where's our other brother? He's at band camp. Okay, thanks. It's a shame there's a mountain in front of us. See you later.
Scott, Alex, we didn't like the other one enough to take him on vacation.
He's the dumb brother. He's the, okay, we've got Havoc, we got Cyclops, and then the dumb one.
Their parents were like, all right, we only got enough money for four of us to go to Disney World.
Okay.
Somebody else is staying with Grandma.
Sorry, wait, Vulcan.
Sorry, Vulcan. Oh, why did you name him Vulcan? That's not his real name, but still.
Wait, wait, what's Havoc's real name?
Alex.
Alex. Okay.
Alex Summer, what, yeah.
What's Vulcan's?
I like Havoc, actually. I'm a big fan of him.
He went a little crazy, though, when they were trying to find a place for him.
Yeah,
I mean, he's that, crazy right now.
But I haven't got there.
He was the leader of the Uncanny Avengers for a little while.
It was good. I liked that. And then he met up with Scott and he was I'm trying to do what you did, but I suck.
And they also did something really weird where at like before Hickman's run, they kind of like killed him. And then in Hickman's, they're like, no, that never happened. My entire situation, none of that happened, but we're going to include other things that happened.
Well, it's like the Deadpool thing right now. Like Deadpool was going in this whole thing of like, we'll bring back the daughter. We'll bring back Weasel. Hickman's here. You have an island. And Jeff the Shark.
But a different one.
Yeah,
not the same island.
We're going to make that very clear in issue 6.
We've got Mutant Island and Monster Island. Don't get them good views.
Different, but mutants aren't monsters depending on your
and
racial
biases. And
monsters
aren't mutants.
Well, one is.
Yeah, well, no, he stayed. We're good.
Who knows anymore?
Loopholes!
he's a monster mutant
comic
suit.
Comic book loopholes.
So, I don't even know where we're going at this point. Oh, yeah. Scott Severs is the third brother? Also, another question I've had going through this. I thought Old Man Cable came back. We just have Young Cable?
So Old Man Cable came back, and then Young Cable shows up, and then Young Cable shoots him and goes, you should have seen this coming, punk. Fast forward like 30 issues to the current Cable comic, and he goes, man, I really need this. Wait a second. And then it flashes back, and he's like, I did see this coming. That's what happened to Old Man Cable.
Okay.
In my opinion, Cable's another cool character that they just don't know what to do with anymore.
Yes. Yeah. This is not
like we need some sort of time traveling deus ex machina Cable.
We'll get back to our topic in a minute, but now the topic is Benny trying to clarify things that he's been finding. So for those who don't know, I've decided to catch up on X-Men. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, I've gone through 9 episodes of issues of X-Men. I've read
he's
all
re-watching
of
the
House
90s
and Powers of, awesome. Powers of X. I've gone through half of X-Force and sporadic ones when it all came out, like first issue of Fallen Angels and things like that. So I just have to
skip that.
I will say I find it hilarious that clarifying things makes it more confusing.
It's not helping.
It's true.
Like, why was she X-23 for, like, 2 series? And then they
don't
just,
worry about
no one
that.
Knows. They call her X-23. Then all of a sudden, she just goes, no, it's Wolverine. And Wolverine goes, you say it, kid. That's it.
And that's, I know.
He's, like, leaning against the wall, smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
You tell him.
You're Wolverine now.
He's got a vape pen.
Tastes like strawberries.
He's got strawberry mango vape.
Pumpkin spice. It's autumn. Don't worry.
I noticed this especially in the Crucible thing. Are Cyclops and Wolverine banging? And this isn't like a meme joke. I'm actually asking.
Yes.
They're not banging each other.
No, they are.
They're banging Jean in a menage a bang fest.
Because, like, Wolverine's just chilling out. Wolverine's chilling out in a row with nothing on and he's sipping. It's like,
oh, no, they've
like,
seen each other.
What's going on, buddy?
They've seen each other naked. Yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah. They've high-fived. That's happened. But, like, Jean comes home one day and she's just like, hey, where's everybody?
I was actually mentioning to him the other day mentioning this to Andy the other day of they stated that they need to make more mutants and they constantly talk about everyone banging everyone else, but no one's gotten pregnant.
Yeah. No, I actually saw that. Yeah. And real quick, before we continue my question and answer portion with you two about the X-Men.
Yes. I believe you were talking about how to get to Krakoa.
Through a portal.
Yeah.
Literally, actually.
Today's podcast is sponsored by HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Tired of having to buy groceries, look up recipes, and measure out your ingredients? Well, HelloFresh might be the answer for you. HelloFresh saves some time, money, and stress effortlessly by sending you customized meal plans with pre-measured ingredients and cooking instructions so that you can have a delicious meal with little effort in about 30 minutes or less. HelloFresh has a variety of meal plans, including plans with low-calorie, vegetarian, and kid-friendly meals. By signing up, you're helping out those in need, as HelloFresh is committed to giving back. They gave over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019. Recently, I had their Kickin' Barbecue Pulled Pork Sandwiches meal kit when I needed a quick and easy meal, and boy, was it spicy and delicious. But don't take my word for it. Go to HelloFresh.com/experiment80 and use the code experiment80 to get a total of $80 off your first month, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. That's HelloFresh.com/experiment80 and use code experiment80 to save $80 on your first month. Close the Kakroan gate. Okay. So my next question is, Xavier's in charge, right?
Yes and no.
Well, but there's a council too.
There's a silent council. Yeah, he set up the silent council.
Okay. I don't know when I missed this, but when did Apocalypse just go like, you know what, I'm chill with the rest of the mutants?
That was like the second issue.
The literal first issue,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, like the very end.
Yeah, he shows up and he goes, you're right, you have finally done what I said. You have taken control, you have taken control of your lives, and you have accepted that you are better than everyone else. I will now be with you.
Okay, because when I came back to reading it, I went
also
to issue
call
three.
Me. Yeah, call me A.
Yeah, isn't it like Ebon or Sir or something like that?
No, that is his, like, on Sabanor or something. Yeah. But, like, he goes, at one point, he goes, my name used to be Apocalypse. Now it's dash, double dash, three dashes, line, A
it's like
in the
artist formerly known as Prince.
Okay, yeah. So because when I started reading X-Men, I like, skimmed issue one and issue two. I was like, I already read these, and I went to three because I'd already read one and two.
Right.
So I'm just forgot Apocalypse joined. Magneto's chill with everyone again.
Yes, because he's also in the same boat of you've
this
accepted
is exactly
you're better
what
than
I
everyone
wanted.
Else.
Yeah. Are you going to be a problem? No, this is what I've been fighting for 60 plus years or however old.
Okay, and why is Professor Rex's eye colors change around? And Sal tell me that this is a big deal that I need to pay attention to.
If I remember correctly, it was like an error or something, and everyone just tried to make theories about it.
The theory is that it's not really Professor X, it's a clone. It's, a lot of people are like, this is obviously what it is. Because he didn't take the helmet off for the longest time, so everybody was like, it's not really Professor X.
I remember the Phantom X theory, that it was X's body, which I never understood where that even came from, because Phantom X is just off doing his own thing.
Oh, yeah, a really weird own thing, too. I don't know.
It's Phantom X. French. I mean, that's kind of what he does.
Frenchish.
Frenchish.
Trying to think of any other major questions, then we'll just get back to the topic.
Does it make any sense? No.
Well, that one bothers me because every story starts and doesn't end, and then just moves on.
It makes sense if you read literally every single X-Men story.
I'm getting
like
there. I'm going through them. Like X-23, her story doesn't continue anywhere, right?
Not
like,
yet.
Okay.
No, they we'll sent her there. Into a time vault and then went, we lost them.
I love how that one ended.
I have forgotten about it, though. Yeah. Literally, they forget, like the editors, Hickman, everybody forgot they put her in there. And then like 4 years, somebody's going to be like, what were we doing with Laura?
It'll be like Honey
Let's
Badger.
Let's bring her back. Let's bring her back.
I love Cyclops at the ending, though. It ends with, how long's it been for them? 500 years. I think I made a mistake. Ending. I'm like, what? What do you mean ending?
And then somebody's like, Scott, should we open the door? No.
Leave him in there.
All right, thank you.
I mean, we just have a button.
We can literally just open it real fast. It's not that big a deal.
My finger's literally over the button right now.
Should we just bring them back on the cloning thing?
The cloning
thing.
Actually, right, that would be a cool way to do it. Assume that they died, bring them back as
clones.
Then
they come back.
Then they come back.
And
then
it's
you
old lady
finally,
Laura.
Old lady Laura.
There no, she's go. Got the Wolverine gene where they age to like.
Yeah, but he still did get old. That's
right. But they just.
No,
have you not
it.
Noticed? They age to a very specific age and then they just stop.
It's
no,
like
no, Wolverine
eyebrows.
Died. Wolverine died.
They grow to a certain length and then they just stop.
That's true. But Wolverine
did
die.
Do
want
to test that? Should them grow?
Do you
as opposed
not?
To now? What
I
do you,
trim them.
Do you really trim your eyebrows?
I got a unibrow, guys.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, well, I have not. So here's an example.
I'm British.
Dan's like, hello.
be hilarious if that was like a normal thing that you were supposed to trim and I'm over here with like, that explains anime all those eyeballs? Anime characters.
Okay, I think that's all my major questions right now.
Well, that you glad remember. We could help.
Also, am I wrong to assume Professor X is just a dick after reading that Mystique issue?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you got a wife, you have to earn her.
I said like, this from the beginning. I was like, I understand what they're trying to do, but they all come off really evil.
Yeah.
If you want...
Well, like, even their reaction to Deadpool. He's like, I just want to be on the island. No, Deadpool, no.
No.
Magic, kick his ass.
Suddenly all the mutants have become racist.
A good example of how much of kind of like dicks they've become, read the X-Men Fantastic Four crossover.
Oh, yeah, they're all awful on that.
That and like the ending of it kind of gives you a good idea of the Charles Magneto dynamic.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all pretty bad.
So I think going back to our main topic then.
We have a main topic?
It's about the X-Men.
I don't know.
So the Inhumans, you don't think they can't replace them unless later?
At this point, no.
Do you think we could
if
straight
they
up
introduce them first? Maybe.
Do you consider the X-Men one of the pinnacles of Marvel?
Yes.
Because DC likes to go, we have the Flash family, the Green Lantern family. Do you consider Marvel to be like that kind of splintering?
I wouldn't say that Marvel really has pinnacles.
No.
The pinnacles,
not
Wolverine.
Realistic,
like as a reader
they
of Marvel,
they have incredibly popular characters.
Yeah.
Wolverine being one of them. I wouldn't say the mutants as a whole. I guess maybe. I would say Marvel is definitely broken into different sections more so than the DC universe is. Because there's not like the Superman family. I mean, yes, there's the Bat family, but they're not like.
In
they
DC,
all integrate a lot.
DC, it's more of like the Justice League gang and then everyone's little side gang.
Yeah, exactly, kind of thing.
Well, and I think that's because as a person who does read DC, Marvel, a ton of indie books, there's indie books that I've read that feel more fleshed out than the Marvel Universe. And I know that feels weird, but it feels like, for me, the Marvel Universe, one of the biggest problems I always had with it, and trust me, I have problems with the DC Universe before everyone goes, oh my God, DC fanboy. There's plenty of problems with the DC Universe. But time travel being one of them, right, Andy?
Stupid speedsters.
Hey, what timeline are we in now? Who the fuck even knows anymore?
I have problems with mainstream comics is probably the best way to put it.
The problem I've always had with Marvel, though, because they always try to condense everyone to be street-level realistic, everyone has to be in New York.
Yeah, seriously, there's a lot of people running around New York.
Well, you got to be close enough that you can get them, but also far enough that you question like why they're not running into each other.
They need to do that in like Spider-Man, though, where he like lands on a wall and you just see like seven other heroes like flying in the background.
It's like, I can't get my coffee.
But that's what I'm saying. The fact that they're all supposed to be there, but you never see them all, to me, Marvel is always felt more empty. Like I made the reference at the beginning, like Batman makes a reference to Superman, or he'll talk about with the rest of the Bat family and things like but there's always reference like, oh hey Damian, how are the Teen Titans, you know, like they'll make the world feels complete and coherent. That'd even be, if it doesn't actually feel complete
that'd
coherent.
Be a really weird thing for Batman to say. He comes down in the Batcave, hey Damian, how are the Teen Titans? Good.
That's great.
We definitely did.
How's
like
your
kill
buddy
someone.
John?
It's more like an Alfred question. Alfred would come down and be like, oh, Master Damien, how are your fellow sidekicks? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's the fact that like Spider-Man goes through the entire city. Yep. You know, Daredevil's through the entire city.
They never run into
each
other.
They never mention.
I'm telling you, they just need to wave.
They don't even get
every
like
every issue, there's somebody waving to another character.
But they don't even give like a true reference. Other than like if someone's actually in the book, they'll be like, oh, this is my good buddy Wolverine.
Right.
Otherwise, like, hey, Spider-Man, shouldn't you call for help? Let me call the hundreds of spider people. You know, like
they're only in different universes. They can show up real quick.
Yeah.
Not like, the guy down the road.
Marvel has always felt empty to me. Like, it's not connected, but it is. And that's what I like about DC. It feels connected. But I've read independent books, like even Invincible and stuff, where the universe feels expanded upon.
Well, yeah, because he literally sees other heroes all the time.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, feels like Kamala in Marvel feels like one of the best right now because she sees other heroes and things going on all the time. She's roaming through New Jersey. New Jersey City. That's the city.
I don't read Kamala.
Whatever. But she comes across other heroes a lot. Like she's, oh, there's Spider-Man. Oh, there's Miles. Oh, there's Ms. Marvel. So the world feels more complete. Mm-hmm. It feels like, okay, I'm in a universe where there's hundreds of superheroes. Mm. I should see one or two at least once a week at the rate that we're all in New York.
No. Daredevil is in Hell's Kitchen only. So he doesn't come out.
He doesn't come out.
Yeah.
But he's also there with Luke Cage, and he doesn't see Luke Cage.
Frank I would love if they ran, just, and he gets to the end, and he's like, oh, I can't leave. Oh, crap. Spidey.
Spidey's in Spidey's your territory.
Your terrain. It's your area.
So Frank's always in an alleyway or a building shooting a mobster, so that's why I never see him.
Yeah. Luke, Spider-Man's above them all. But he's
Spider-Man's
not,
above
but
them
But he's
all,
not so, so high that the flyers see him.
Exactly.
He's in the middle.
he's that middle tier.
The Avengers are like in Antarctica in the corpse of a celestial, yeah. So that's why you don't see them anymore. They're not at the mansion anymore.
Yeah.
So it all makes perfect sense.
I think Marvel's biggest problem is, and this is like why it doesn't relate to a lot of the other ones and why they don't come in, is they try and leave everything so separate so that they can do their own stories.
Whereas DC, that's what it is.
Exactly. And DC and some of these indies comics have proven that you can integrate them and still allow everyone to have their own individual stories
right.
that they're doing. They don't have to be special annual team-up issues. It could literally be just a, like you said, a background panel of Daredevil doing something. And even if you just see a shadow of someone swinging in the background.
That was actually one of the fun moments, just to tie into that, when they referenced the Rick Grayson changeover back to Nightwing. Mm-hmm. They showed one of the original panels. I'm like, yeah. Batman's behind him a bunch. You can see it.
Yeah,
you can see Batman's in the background.
He's like, of course, I checked in on you, but I didn't want you to know. I didn't want. He's like, I knew you had to find your way out of here yourself or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird because it just feels so disconnected. I love Marvel. I do, but you always feel like every story has to be separate, and it doesn't make sense because they put them all in the same location.
Yeah.
While in DC, it's so interconnected that we get questions like, where the hell does Joker War fit into Death Metal? But Empire drops and no one goes, where the hell does Sin's Rising fit into Empire? Right. You know, like...
Well, even in like certain DC books, they'll actually talk to other characters. It's like when... what was it? The New 52 version of Green Arrow. When he was like wanted for crimes and stuff like that. So he called the team he was on. He's like, listen, give me a couple of days to figure this out. And they're like, all right, but then we got to come after you. And he's like, all right, cool.
Yeah. I think there's also one segment where he was chasing down somebody and he teamed up with a different superhero each time
because
he was traveling the globe so he'd walk into their areas.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, DC has done what Marvel needs to do, and they've done it multiple times, of they reference that is that person's area, and unless
nobody goes into Gotham unless Batman asks you to.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like a long time ago in, I want to say, Flash Rebirth, where... Green Lantern shows up and he's like, this is your town. You lead it. Like, you tell me what to do.
Didn't he show up with Flash for one of those?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to do, Flash? This is your area.
Exactly. Man. And so, like, that's the thing that they've done where it's like, okay, you have stated it. We know why they're letting them do their thing and why they have not intervened. Whereas I don't think Marvel's ever really been like,
because they're all in New York.
Hell's
they're
kidding.
All in New York. Yeah. Other than the one Spider-Man that went to Houston and that didn't even work out. You think they'd be like,
oh, Scarlet Spider?
Yeah. He was like, there's way too many people here. I'm going to another city. Yeah.
I remember in the first issue where he was talking about how humid it was. Yeah. He's like, I am soup in here. That's why most of the most superheroes are in like the north northeast area.
If you want to rob a bank, cooler. You just do it in a hot area.
Yeah, nobody ever fights there. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I mean, that this was a discussion. There was no eventual end to our discussion. Just more fun.
No, we figured it out. X-Men need to go away.
I'm just saying, when I think of Marvel, when I think of Marvel in the broad sense, I've always thought of Spider-Man family, like the Avengers sprawling cast.
Yeah, there wasn't a Spider-Man family for the longest time. That's only a recent thing.
Yeah, well, before that, it was six comic books that were all Spider-Man. Spider-Man, Web of Spider-Man, Peter Parker, Spider-Man. So eventually they were like, how about we do one, and then we can give other Spider-People books. Yeah.
And then they were so like, there was always let's do both. Bunch of normal Spider-Man and
I mean, so even before there was a Spider family, there was a Spider family of books.
That's true.
Which also didn't tie into each other, which was really dumb. Like, these two are having a crossover where Spider-Man's going back. But over here, Spider-Man's just having an adventure with Mary Jane.
Did you want to know what Spider-Man was doing this weekend? Amazing Spider-Man.
It's like way back in the day. I think they had a period, too, where I think at one point, didn't they have like a series of like Wolverine books? It was like... Like, there was multiple Wolverine things happening at one time.
I don't know. I never really read a lot of, like, solo Wolverine books. So. No.
The solo ones are
good. I remember multiple. Yeah, he either has, like, those...
It's usually one. It's, like, Wolverine.
Yeah. There's one, like... It's kind of like Batman with Wolverine, where there's the main one, but then you have stuff like Batman Grave or...
Like
those Black Label versions, because...
Yeah.
Wolverine is really good for those. There was one where he... What is it? The Long Night? Or something where he goes to Alaska and it's just a story of what happens up there.
I do like that about Wolverine. It's like, why is Wolverine's on every team? How does he feel interconnected, but he gets his own stories? Oh, he just went to Japan. No one's in Japan.
I think there's actually...
he's in Madripoor now.
He's on Madripoor.
Don't worry. He's wearing an eye patch. They don't know it's
no
him.
One knows it's him.
I'm pretty sure there's actually...
the same, but he's got an eye patch.
There's
he's
a comic.
Wearing the same costume.
If I remember right, there's a comic where they ask... like, is Wolverine coming? And they're like, I don't know which team he's with today.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like they go through panels and it's a full thing. And each day of the week, he's with a different team.
I remember that because I loved the one where he's a Spider-Man. Man, we're having a team up. Shut up.
It must be exhausting being Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
He heals. We're good.
Still.
All right. Well, anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's discussions about what we should do with the X-Men. Are they needed? Are they not? Do you agree with me? Do you feel that they're a central point or a focal point of Marvel? Avengers, X-Men, Spider Family? Or am I wrong? Do you think it's a different collection of things? Let me know in the comments down below what you guys think. Sorry for putting you to sleep there.
That's all right.
We're going to take a breather before the D&D game. Dan, who are our sponsors today?
Our sponsors today were AT&T 5G and Samsung, where you can learn how to get the Samsung Galaxy Note 20 5G for free or the Samsung Galaxy Note 20 5G Ultra for $300. Check the link down below. And it's also sponsored by HelloFresh, America's most popular meal kit, and they are fantastic. I made sure to say that this time again.
Anyway, guys, we're going to be going on to our D&D game, filming it right after this. It will be moved. You'll see an announcement video for that on the YouTube channel. But if you're watching live, hey, we're about to do it. You're going to enjoy it right here. Thank you guys so much for your time today, and we'll see you next week with the Comics Experiment. We're going to do two episodes. Should we delete Spider-Man and a list of Andy's greatest fears in his underwear?
Wait, so these are things I'm afraid of while I'm in my underwear?
While you're in your underwear.
Okay.
Like, so number one is a butcher's block.
So if I'm wearing pants, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were doing the podcast and he was sitting here in his underwear.
I would totally lean into it, too.
I know you would.
100%.
So anyway, guys.
So what I'm trying to say is...
All right, guys. We'll see you next week right here.
See ya.